Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. He's the guy behind hits like this. And over the last 20 years, he's got 21 number one hits off 11 albums. Please welcome one of Australia's most accomplished musicians, Keith Urban.
Yes, Keith.
Hi.
Hello.
Heidi, you're so excited.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. I've got so many questions. I never thought I would get to interview you, Keith Urban.
It's nice to talk to you, Heidi.
Yeah, you too, mate. Now, firstly, congratulations on your latest single, Parallel Line, which is available now.
Thank you.
I was thinking, I got to interview a huge crush of mine, Robbie Williams, last year. It was why I got into radio. And I asked him how he actually chooses his songs for his album, like, because he said, you know, he had like 35 to choose from, and he used to sit in his bath with his wife and they'd drink wine and have a big bubble bath, and he would play her the songs and she would go, yep, nah, yep, no. Do you choose yours any particular way?
I wonder if she was saying yes and no to the songs.
How do you go about choosing them, Keith?
Yeah, a bit the same, I guess. You know, Nick hears stuff and I put it together like a set list. Like I'm playing a show,
yeah.
And I go, okay, well, I know I've got 35 songs I'd like to do, but it's a festival and I get to do 12 songs at this festival. Which 12 should I do?
Keith, I've always been really interested in your family dynamics. How do you balance Sunday and Faith, your two children, with time? And you've obviously both such busy people.
Wherever I'm doing gigs, I do shows, and then I usually come home after the show. I don't stay on the road for weeks and weeks. You know, wherever we're going to, generally try and time it so that everybody can come.
Oh, beautiful.
And but otherwise, if we're here in the States, I just usually play shows and come home. The longest I might be away is like 3 nights.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like I say, I mean, the most important thing for us is being together as a family. So if it means traveling home and getting in at 1 or 2 in the morning and then you're up at 6 with the kids or whatever, then that's what you do. Because being with the family is everything.
Yeah, and you can see that, Keith. Like I love following Nicole and, you know, Big Little Lies, and I've always loved your music, especially The Fighter, one of my favorite songs of all time. And then when you sat in the car and sung and the video went viral, I was like, oh my God, I want to be this couple.
Keith, what musicians are you into at the moment? Who are you loving to hear?
Right now, I've been loving Stony by Post Malone, that whole album.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Julia Michaels' album. So much so, actually, with Julia. She's actually a writer on a Parallel Line with Ed Sheeran and a few other people. Definitely a big fan of hers.
Keith, I was wondering if Xavier and I could get some beauty advice, because you're 50 years old and you look about 20 years younger than Xavier and I, who are 30. Mate, how are you doing it, mate? What's the inside word?
It's the hair
word?
As well.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it's always so fresh.
How do we keep so young, mate?
Play a 2.5-3 hour show every night. 3 nights a week, and just sweat it out night after night after night. It's the best workout ever.
Zave, do you think there's any chance of us doing that much exercise?
No, not at all. But Keith, last one from me, mate. These two in here want to throw a 30th for me. Did you have a 30th birthday party by any chance?
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the same time, I've never been a big birthday sort of guy.
Well, that's me, so I don't want one.
Well, that's why we're putting his on, yeah.
Yeah, and why aren't you a big sort of birthday guy?
Oh, I'm happy to turn up to every 30th, but I just don't like the pressure of everyone coming to see me and hosting. I'll host anyone on a Saturday, but I just don't want all the pressure coming on me as a party and making sure everyone's having a good time, that sort of stuff.
What's your idea of a great birthday party?
Friends, family, and a cold beer.
And Keith Urban performing, if you're free.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you're free on the 1st of March, Keith, we're in Perth. We'd love you to come along.
Oh, that's a nice invite. Absolutely.
I cleaned out the spare room yesterday too, mate. So there's accommodation as well.
Oh, mate, it's like an Airbnb.
Yep,
but
free of charge.
Free of charge.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.